It's the Pandarin Talk. The Pandarin Talk. Everybody knows it's the Pandarin Talk. The Pandarin Talk. The Pandarin Talk. Everybody knows it's the Pandarin Talk.
Welcome back to the Pandarin Talk. My name's Sean Dangler, and I'm with you for another edition for A Day in the Life. Sorry if the audio is a little weird. I gotta do it on driving. But yes, I am back. I was off last week. We were took a trip to old Chi-Town, old Chicago. Went to a Cubs game. It was a good game. They beat the Cards. The worst part was, my wife couldn't see first base because when you go to an old stadium, there's just pillars in the way, you know? And that's exactly what happened. But I'm back. And you guess what I just did this weekend? Maybe a week behind everyone, because I was in Chicago. Also went to a Second City show in Chicago. I recommend the Second City. It was a good time. We actually ended up going to two shows, because the first show was, like, I could see from my improvising days. They're newer-ish ones. I won't say that they weren't, like, new, but they were definitely not the most seasoned performers, and it was in a space that was not their best high-quality performance space, I would say. And we saw them, and it went pretty well. It was pretty chaotic. Probably saying that word in a lot. So that was good. And then it was good enough, and we're like, yeah, it's still kind of weird. It wasn't exactly what we were expecting for improv. So then we decided to go. We decided to end up then going to another show. Late Night, Date Night, I think is what that one was called. I don't remember what the first one was called. It was basically an improvised sitcom. And it was one weird sitcom, I can tell you. But the Late Night, Date Night was much more enjoyable. It's kind of played some improv games. They did improv, short form and long form that I'd seen before. The short form I had. Long form's always new every time. And so, yeah. I saw that short form improv games before, but basically there are more seasoned performers. It was more enjoyable. It's an 11 p.m. show. That's what I love about the city, is the nice late night shows you can do. Because you try to do that in Des Moines, that even at 9:30, people are like, I gotta be in bed for the farmer's market tomorrow morning. Like, seriously, guys, you can't stay up and party. But apparently not. The other thing is, I'm going to apologize if I sound a little different. I don't know if I do. I feel like I do when I talk sometimes. Because I got braces. But really the main reason I had to get braces is because my teeth weren't aligned on the top. But I don't have the correct overbite. And to do that, because I'm an adult male, you cannot use small... the regular rubber bands, I guess. So they have put I have a metal spring in my mouth right now that's supposed to be pulling my teeth into alignment for the last few days. And it's gone better than the first few days when I was sore, but I do feel like I can't talk as well as I used to. Like, it's more laboring because I have to really focus on enunciating my words, because otherwise it will just be kind of lispy. I feel like. I could be entirely wrong, but I do feel like it kind of messes with my voice and how I talk a little bit. I thought with braces you get that initially and then your mouth kind of figures it out, but I think the spring, because it kind of changes all the time, that I just don't adjust to it. And so that's the issue I get with that. And so, yeah, I'm just trying to figure that out as I talk and whatnot. See if I can get it to work a little better. But yeah, so I apologize for that. And I gotta wear the spring for a long time, which is real lame. But hopefully my mouth will be figured out, you know? It's under construction. Another thing is, the Colorado Buffaloes are back to the Big 12. It was always weird when they left for the Pac-12. Seems like at this point the Pac-12 is probably not going to be a conference in five or more years. Five or less years. I don't know. Doesn't look really well because I'm not sure who or what they're going to add. I ultimately feel like the Pac-12 and the Big 12, more of their schools, are going to end up together. You know? It makes the most sense, unless for some reason, like, the ACC and the Pac-12, like, have an East-West thing, essentially. And then they still keep their divisions. So, essentially, there's just two conferences under the same hat. I don't know. That would be the only other one. Otherwise, it makes more sense, I feel like, for the Big 12. Because they're closer. And so it doesn't make as much crazy sense to add some, at least some of those schools, like the Arizona schools, or even, really, I do think they could add all of them and it'd make more sense. But I don't know. I truly, I don't know. We'll see what happens. But yeah, Coach Prime is in the Big 12. Are the Buffaloes going to be any good? I don't know. Maybe better than some of the teams that joined, but it's going to be weird. Yeah, I know they're looking to add another team, which you think would be a Pac-12 team. And once they're gone, I think another Pac-12, it's like, I think they only have 8 teams left unless they add more people. So it's not looking good for them, to say the least. But what I really came here to talk about originally was the Barbie movie. I was a little behind. Because we're in Chicago. But I went and saw the Barbie movie. Now, I didn't know what my expectation was going into the movie. Because basically, I saw the previews and I was like, I don't know what the hell this movie is even about. And so, I didn't know going in what would happen. And like I said before, to describe that improv show, the Barbie movie was also very chaotic. I think overall, I enjoyed it. Would I say it's the best movie I've ever seen? A top tier movie? Probably not. But it was enjoyable. I think it's worth the watch. I knew the director, Greta Gerwig. I haven't seen her other stuff, but I know it's kind of different. So going in, I kind of expected it to just not be like what I was going to expect, like a normal film. There's a lot going on, but yeah, it just jumps around a lot. You know, you have, there's gonna might be some spoilers, I don't know. Like, obviously you have Barbie and then Ken, and then you also have the Mattel people who are trying to get Barbie back in her box when she gets into the real world. That's where it just gets real fluky, because obviously there's Barbie Land and then the real world. Barbie has to go from Barbie Land to the real world, and she goes in the real world, and you kind of have the experience of her figuring out the world, being Barbie in the world with Ken. But she's there longer. Ken goes back, and the whole time you think, oh, Ken, who's played by Ryan Gosling, Barbie, who's played by Margot Robbie, you just think, oh, Ken's just going to be the dumb guy the whole time, because that's just kind of how Ken is. And Barbie is Barbie, you know, whatever. She's trying to figure out her existential crisis she's having in the movie. But then, yeah, Will Ferrell's in there as kind of the bad guy. He's trying to get her back with, like, his group of board members who are also kind of bad guys, but they're not, like, bad guys. They're just, like, kind of push bad guys. But then it turns out, like, my wife said she was surprised by this. I guess I didn't really think about it that much. But, yeah, they're in the real world for a little bit. But then they go back to Barbie Land. So it feels like two-thirds of the movie take place in Barbie Land, the front third and the last third, and the middle third is in the real world. And I think my wife thought it would be more in the real world, which you know, I think that's a fair assumption that that was, you think that was going to happen, but it did not. So, but yeah, that's the thing, is essentially she goes back to the Barbie land and realizes Ken has taken over Barbie land and is going to make it Kendom or whatever the stupid name he is, because it's kind of a stupid character. He's just stupid. But that's like what was going to happen. So then all the Barbies have to fight back. Well, have to get the Barbies who have been entranced by the Ken stuff, by the patriarchy, per se, back to taking over Barbie land. Which they do. There's a speech about, you know, women being everything. Whatever. It's very, it is empowering to women and whatnot. I don't think it really looks down on men. I don't, you know. See, Ben Shapiro, it's just his regular trolling stuff. He'll say he hates it or that stuff, conservative people being like that. Basically, Ben Shapiro. It's fine. I don't think, you know, it's really more of the joke. Like, these silly, dumb men. Like, that's all it is. We've seen that time and time before. It's nothing new. It's not hurting anyone's feelings. If you're actually, like, offended by it, like, oh, boy. But basically, yeah, that's what they have to get it back. But then, like, the part that, like, got me was, like, obviously Will Ferrell's character is trying to get Barbie back in the box and go to Barbie land, trying to stop all this. And then it's just, like, the ending gets wrapped up, I feel, quicker with the bad guy in Ken and the bad guy in Barbie. Or not Barbie, Barbie's maker, Mattel, or whatever. I don't remember what his name is, but kind of gets wrapped up, especially, yeah, Will Ferrell's part is the bad guy. Like, yeah, it's like, I thought there was going to be more to it. He's just missing for a long time, even though they'd been in Barbie land for a while. Like, I feel like that part, they didn't know how to work it in the best. And so they were just like, all right, this is the best we got. That's how it felt to me. I think the Ken part was fine. Then it goes into a whole nother part of the ending that, actually, that was honestly, that redeemed probably the movie. If it would have just ended how, with, like, just those bad guys in quotes, ended, I'd probably be like, eh. But the real ending is it's very heartfelt, and that part I actually really enjoyed. Even though it was kind of weird, it made more sense, and I liked that a lot more. But still, I will say, at the end of the day, it was, it was chaotic, to say the least. I will say my favorite part, I do think, I mean, I think Margot Robbie did a great job too. Ryan Gosling, both of them did a really good job. I really like Ryan Gosling as Ken. Very committed to the bit. And I really enjoyed it. I think most people in the movie, they all did a wonderful job. And were very funny. Will Ferrell was good for what he was. Wasn't, you know, top tier Will Ferrell performance, but that's pretty hard to beat because he was at his best during my heydays of enjoying comedy and terrible comedy, I guess. But Ryan Gosling, I really, very much so enjoyed his performance. So, I think everyone did a good job in the movie. Simu Lee, I don't know, what's his name? I'm really bad with names at times. What? They don't even list him on there. Simu Liu, there we go. Simu Liu, he was great. Which is kind of crazy. They had him as Tourist Ken, because I feel like he's a bigger character, I guess. Bigger actor than just being Tourist Ken. It's weird. Because, yeah, Ryan Gosling is Beach Ken, which I guess I didn't really put that together. I thought he was stereotypical Ken, but no, Ryan Gosling is Beach Ken, so, which is kind of funny. Then there's also Sugar Daddy Ken, which is actually, I think, a real Ken thing. Which is wild. Otherwise, I also didn't know Michael Cera was going to be in the movie. And He was great. He did exactly what you'd expect Michael Cera to be in a movie. Just an awkward, not super manly man type of guy. But he's Michael Cera. He's what you wanted. I didn't know he was going to be in it. So that's what made it great, was he killed it for what it was. So my recommendation is you should go see the Barbie movie. It's not probably going to be exactly what you expect it's going to be, but it's worth watching. Right? All right. Like, subscribe, tell a friend. Let me know if you need me to talk about anything. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to The Pandering Talk. If you got any questions, concerns, or comments, just hit us up on our Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, all under The Pandering Talk. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.